Hello, welcome to Introduction to Streaming Media Performance Assessment. My name is Charu Agrawal. I'm a program manager with Microsoft. In this video, I will provide an overview and demo of Streaming Media Performance Assessment and a walkthrough of the result set. Streaming Media Performance Assessment helps you analyze and measure quality of streaming video over Internet Explorer. In today's world, when there is a sudden increase in online availability and sharing of media, video consumption on a computer has become a core user activity. High-quality streaming media capabilities are becoming a must-have on the computers. But there are no tool sets available out there that can help users and PC manufacturers easily and effectively measure and understand streaming media capabilities of a system. PC industry has asked Microsoft also for such a tool set. And to meet ecosystem demand of being able to measure streaming media quality, Windows team has created Streaming Media Performance Assessment. This assessment generates results which highlight key metrics to understand the streaming media quality. It also provides capability to compare different result sets across same or different machine. For the detailed analysis and diagnosis, it logs key system activities in an event trace log file, which can be analyzed in Windows Performance Analyzer or WPA. WPA is a very powerful tool for deep system analysis. So the key metrics used in streaming media result is a glitch. By definition, a glitch is any detectable visual or auditory defect in the user experience. This assessment captures any drop frames or DWN schedule glitches as a glitch. So let me pull up an example of a very glitchy streaming experience of the sample video. So as you can see in this video, that this normal video almost seemed like a bad animated video due to various glitches. One thing to keep in mind is that while number of glitches are a good indication of quality of streaming media, human perception of streaming media quality needs another factor to be taken account into, and that is how frequently the glitches are occurring. Based on a data study, a lot of individual scattered glitches are not as highly noticeable by users than a fewer but consecutive occurrences of glitches in the given time slice. And based on that fact, the assessment surfaces several different metrics around glitches, including no glitch percentage, minor, medium, and major glitches, which represent different buckets of frequency of consecutive glitches, and of course, the audio glitches. So how do you use this assessment? Partners can identify impact of various components and configurations on the streaming media quality and diagnose the root cause using WPA, whereas end users can measure and compare the streaming media quality of various machines. And based upon the diagnosis, partners can improve the components and settings, leading to a better streaming media quality PCs, while end users can make a well-informed decisions while selecting a PC. So how does assessment work? The assessment follows a simple but very powerful workflow. It sets up a local or remote web server simulating streaming media application. By default, it sets up a local web server. Setting up remote web server takes additional configuration which are not covered in this video. And then it plays the content hosted by the web server simulating streaming media experience. The content is a prepackaged H.264 file which represents approximately 66% of all web videos embedded in the hosted web page. By default, it plays a high resolution which is 1080i and high frame rate which is 30fps video to stress the streaming media pipeline enough. The assessment measures and reports a number of video and audio glitches occurred during this time. Few words of caution before we start the assessment. Close any open application. During the assessment, do not start any other application or any other assessment job. Once the assessment ends, do not interact with the machine until it finishes, as it can impact the results. So with that, let's go to the live demo. I have Windows Assessment Console window open here. I navigate to Run Individual Assessment and scroll down to Streaming Media Performance Assessment.
If I click on Run here, it will start the assessment in the default parameter. But let's go over a few of the key parameters here. So by default, use recommended setting is checked that executes the assessment with the default parameters. So if I uncheck it, I can modify the parameters. Iterations let me configure the number of iterations this assessment will run. By default, it runs four iterations of the assessment, three for generating metrics and one for diagnostic. Streaming time. So by default, it runs a 60-second video clip. If you want, you can specify a time less than 60 seconds that will execute the video clip for less than the specified amount of time. So for this video, I ran this assessment earlier and gathered some results. So let me pull up that result set. So the top level metric shown here is no glitch percentage, which is the percentage of time during the assessment run when there were no glitches observed. The single metric can be very helpful when comparing different result sets. Let's drill down into the results. Now you can see different categories of glitches as we discussed earlier, and you can see the majority of glitches are of minor category here. As per this result, the percentage of time slice, which was 1 second during which assessment experienced minor glitches, and that is 41.3%. Minor glitches are defined as 1 to 3 glitches, consecutive glitches. If I scroll down here, there are additional details on the consecutive glitches and the number of audio glitches. Another point to highlight here is the event trace log file. If I select the machine name here, I see the details pane populated. And one of the thing here is the ETL file. If I click on it, it will open the ETL file in Windows Performance Analyzer. As I said, Windows Performance Analyzer is a very powerful analysis tool. Here you can see that it highlights long DPCs, long ISR, which are few of the common causes for the glitches. And using this Windows Performance Analyzer, you can diagnose the major cause of the glitches, fix the issue, and improve the quality of streaming media experience. And all of these details are covered in the additional videos. But for this video, let's go back to Windows Assessment Console. So before I wrap up, there is one more thing that I want to highlight, and which is comparing of various result sets. So let me open three sets of results which I gathered earlier. And intentionally, I have gathered wide range of results here. The top level metric helps you compare the results very easily, and you can see the impact of different results and system configuration on streaming media performance. And if you drill down further, it provides the additional detail and distribution of glitches across various consecutive buckets.
Here is the list of related sessions that can help you better understand Assessment and Deployment Kit, Windows Performance Toolkit, and few other assessments. Thank you very much.